This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The president is headed to the Middle East this week. Meanwhile, it's been confirmed that there are 199 hostages being held by Hamas. Many of them, or a handful of them anyway, are Americans. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, this is the thing that everybody's talking about. It's hard to avoid it. It's sad. It's awful to hear the personal stories of people who have lost families, people who are begging to have loved ones back, and then the scurry to get many of the Americans out of Israel. So escaping from Israel, U.S. families have relied on whatever means, taking flights home. There are reports of trying to get Americans on cruise ships just to get them out of Israel, get them on a cruise ship, to get them home. And of course, our government is saying that the U.S. is dedicated to getting Americans out, period, and also getting Americans out of Gaza through Egypt while this war is escalating with Israel and Hamas in the wake of that horrible, disgusting horror attack, terror attack on Israel on October 7th. The White House National Security Advisor is saying, I mean, this, you know, we're on the clock. This is it. And we have been working it. We are dedicated to getting help for American citizens. Period. If we look at Gaza, trying to get them safe passage through the border crossing to Egypt. And then the same thing as far as what's happening in Israel. The U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem issued a security alert telling Americans to immediately move south if they are in Palestinian territory. And then there are the other Americans who are trying to get out of the country, since 1,300 innocent lives were lost in Israel, including 27 Americans, children, grandparents kidnapped, held by Hamas. Of the people that are held, being held by them, there are those that fit that description. So then there is the conversation about, well, what's happening with the terrorists? But what's happening first with the Americans? Because it is the race to get out. The U.S. Embassy did say over the weekend that they're offering 2,500 Americans and their immediate family members still remaining in Israel a chance to leave by sea. Get on the cruise ship and get out. So that it's a race to get them there, to take them to Cyprus, and then get them on the ship, because that's one way to make that happen quickly. And there are absolutely people who are doing that. And then the other part is, because remember, there are many Americans that flee some of the areas that were being attacked. So families that are caught in the conflict started trickling into the airports, you know, with no flights available. Most major American airlines canceled flights in and out of Tel Aviv, which is Israel's sole international airport. So that makes it pretty difficult to get home when you look at the sheer number of U.S. citizens that are there. Lots of Christian groups that happened to be over there, that were touring areas, that were having retreats, that were doing historical ventures, and all kinds of different stories. So the race is still on to make that happen, to get everybody out, whatever it takes, whatever they can do, whether it's jumping on this cruise ship or figuring out another route or, whatever it is. Some of them, like I said, got out of the towns when they heard bombs. And even if they were advised not to leave their hotel room, some thought, no, we're getting out. We're getting to the airport. We're doing whatever we have to do. And, of course, the main thing is being registered, acknowledging, and figuring out a way if you're going through the embassy. So that's happening. A lot of Americans when they're getting these planes that are being brought in, they'll get flown to Athens and Frankfurt and then go from there, right, to figure out a way to get them out and get them back to the States, whatever it takes, whatever the hop is. And so a lot of that is Cyprus, and that's what's happening with the cruise ship. So one can only imagine how shook up some of those people would be. And of course, there are others that aren't so lucky that were kidnapped and find themselves in the worst situation. I mean, this is a rapidly developing into the worst situation that one can imagine, especially with the rumors about Iran and Iran talking about preemptive action, warning, that there would be preemptive action against Israel in the coming hours, they were saying, because Israel's readying for a ground offensive on the Gaza Strip. And Tehran is warning that a ground invasion would be met with a response from other fronts. So could it be a wider conflict? Will other countries be drawn into it? We already have two aircraft carriers that are there in the Middle East, in the Mediterranean, just as a deterrent, supposedly at this point. But imagine if Iran goes big on this and does something with Hezbollah. That hasn't been announced, that definitely is happening, but it has been a warning. They're warning that Israel can't just do what it wants to do, whatever it wants to do in Gaza. If that happens, we get involved. And of course, Israel declared war on the Palestinian group, terrorist group, Hamas, the second after that assault happened, where all those innocent people were killed or tortured or, you know, taken hostage. I think every day we're going to be presented with some new facts. And it's about looking at those and figuring out what's going to, you know, who's jumping in, what's going to happen, what kind of response are we having? 2,000 Americans, troops, are preparing for potential deployment to support Israel. The Defense Department absolutely confirms this. They'll be on missions like medical support. They aren't supposed to serve in a combat role. No infantry have been put on prepared to deploy order. And the troops are currently stationed both inside the Middle East and outside the Middle East. But what are the circumstances that the U.S. could deploy the troops to where? And what kind of support, if they should have to go in a different direction, what would it take for that to happen? And that's, I think, on the minds of several people. What does this mean? Hey, and rip to Suzanne Summers. You may remember her from Three's Company or her exercise equipment or healthy lifestyle, healthy eating. Died after a long battle with breast cancer. She had beaten it back several times. She died just a couple of days shy of her 77th birthday. Going to the Man Cave, coming up next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
So much of what's happening that's ripping the world apart, I think we need to spend a little bit of time talking about sports. It is the great escape for many of us anyway. Philadelphia Phillies and the Arizona Diamondbacks. I know I have a lot of D-back fans in this audience. I grew up just outside of Philly. It's interesting. I've spent some time actually with the Arizona Diamondbacks, so it's been fun for me to watch the very first game in the series. Philly held on for the win because Arizona was mounting a comeback. The final score in this first one in the National League Championship Series, 5-3. Philly starter Zach Wheeler, impressive. I think that was definitely part of the reason that that Arizona had so much trouble, because he had 17, you know, basically 17 whiffs. He retired 15 batters in a row. And the two runs came on a sixth-inning homer. But he allowed just three hits and struck out eight against no walks. His fastball was really working and really moving. So the D-backs are down 0-1 in a best-of-seven series. But they have a chance to bounce back on Tuesday, game 2, right-hander Merrill Kelly for the D-backs against Phillies co-ace Aaron Nola. So we'll see what happens in that one. How about the Texas Rangers? Ooh, The Texas Rangers gave me a huge break at one point in my career, and I go deep with the Texas Rangers, and it's been fun to see with the Texas Rangers the damage that they've created for the Astros. It's an all-Texas series. It reminds me of the Subway Series between the Yankees and the Mets, and it's led to some gentle ribbing between the two cities. But the Rangers have a 2-0 lead, taking the first two games of this series on the road in Houston, winning in a late-day game on Monday, 5-4. Wow. Looking so good in this matchup. I saw a little bit, a big chunk of this game, and the usual suspects showed up. The Rangers are the fifth team in MLB history and first since the Astros last season to win their first seven postseason games. How about that? Six straight road playoff wins by the Rangers. There's all kinds of history. That's baseball anyway, too. And they're making history with what they're doing. The Astros had a couple of opportunities, but big opportunities, because that's how they got to 5-4. But the Rangers were able to get out of the jams when they needed to, and that is the key thing. Getting to the closer, making it happen. Evaldi, the pitcher, so steady. Six great innings and nine strikeouts, looking really, really good. Had his good stuff, and the Rangers are rolling, as they say. It was a big night for Texas things in general, because the Dallas Cowboys also played, and you can imagine the Cowboys wanted to pick up another win, and they did. They held on for the win. It wasn't looking good at points in this game, but 20-17 over the Chargers. Dak Prescott finished with 272 passing yards, one passing touchdown, 21 of 30 passing, 40 yards rushing and a touchdown. That was brilliant when he did that on seven carries. So at least for a week, because they got a bye after this, people will be off his back. And, you know, the Cowboys hadn't played very well when they needed to come from behind. So if they got into that hole, at one, you know, they were at one point tied at 17 apiece with enough time on the clock and the Chargers to do something. They didn't. And then the Cowboys, same thing. And a pick just really kind of saved the day. And this was a very big win, needless to say, for the Dallas Cowboys, winning it 20-17 once again over the Chargers. So they moved to 4-2, the Chargers 2-3. Don't forget, in our next show, in our last segment, the first hour, nail the score. You can win some fabulous prizes if you nail the score. I come up with the game of the week. You tell us who you think's going to win, what the score is going to be. But three people will be pulled from all the people who have either sent me an email or called in to level a guess for nail the score. So three people will get a gift certificate, which is, hey, that's pretty good. If you win nail the score, then that's a whole different story. If you nail the score. Speaking of nailing it, you know, there's always so much talk about what sports should be in the Olympics, and the Olympics in the U.S. in 2028 is something that's been discussed. That's going to be in Los Angeles, as to what sports we'll see. And one of the sports that's being added in 2028 is flag football. Did you know 20 million some people do the flag football thing? How about that? I have to say, I knew there was flag football, but I didn't realize just how big flag football was. I mean, they'll try different sports for the Olympics sometimes, and if it makes it in, you know, the Summer Olympics, then it could stick it, and maybe it doesn't, because you've got lacrosse, you've got cricket, you got flag football. All of those sports are being added to what's going to happen in Los Angeles. You have baseball, softball, You know, how about that? You got flag football and squash making their debut. Do you ever play squash? I played flag football when I was in El Paso for a while. We had rival media flag football teams. And sometimes, I have to say, sometimes it got a little bit rough. And cricket is a big sport, and lacrosse is a big sport for a lot of people. A lot of people like to watch lacrosse, especially in other countries. So when the Olympics in 2028 come to L.A., it's the fifth Summer Olympics and ninth Olympics overall to be hosted by the U.S. It's a very, very big deal. You've got now these approvals that just happened in the last couple of days for these sports that have now been added. And, you know, tick, tick, this is all about training. So anybody that's interested in making those Olympic teams, they're in training sooner rather than later. Because, like I said, it comes upon you all of a sudden, and you have to be ready to compete and then try to make the Olympic team. The flag football thing would be very interesting, I think, to see what the qualifying would be like for that. I mean, what would that look like? And maybe even the same thing for the cricket, too. The cricket, there are a lot of good cricket players. That could be pretty tough. Could be really tough. I've been paying attention to college football. A couple of you have asked me that in the mailbag. I watched a bunch of college football over the weekend, and it's all about those, what it comes down to, and the Big Four, who's going to be left standing. And there are a couple of big games coming up on Saturday. You got number 7 Penn State being hosted by Ohio State. That's a battle in the Big Ten. Both of them are 6-0, and OSU is only favored by 4 points. Oklahoma, after beating Texas in the Red River Shootout, they're 6-0 in the Big 12. They're 3-0. And they've got a big matchup that they should easily win because they're favored by 19 points against UCF. So we'll see if they can beat UCF, which I think they handily could. A couple of other interesting matchups, Alabama hosting Tennessee. So weird to see Alabama at ranked 11th. They're favored by 9.5 points, though, over Tennessee. And Texas and Houston will tangle, but Texas is favored by 23 points. They sit at number 8 in the college football polls. Florida State 4, taking on Duke. That's it for the Man Cave. A couple of great authors on the flip side.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mentioned on NBC's Meet the Press that there could be a potential deal underway for the release of more hostages held by Hamas.
We weren't close at all until we started the ground operation. We heard that there's an impending deal of this kind or of that kind, and then we learned that it was all hokum. It was nothing.
He refrained from providing specific details, emphasizing that the less he says, the better the chances are of a successful deal. A Secret Service agent responsible for safeguarding President Biden's granddaughter fired shots at individuals attempting to break into an unmarked agency vehicle. The federal agent fired shots, prompting the suspects to flee the scene. The restoration and reopening of the I-10 in downtown Los Angeles, which was damaged by a weekend fire, has not been officially determined. Los Angeles authorities are recommending commuters to consider using public transit or working from home. Dave Collins, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Portions of this man's life. In fact, some of what he's done, I've now put on my list. You know, that infamous bucket list people talk about. So Bernie McCauley is in our virtual green room, and he was raised on a cattle ranch in eastern Montana. Then he ended up working for the airlines. So you know what that means. You're open to lots of travel. He is a guy who likes to fish and hunt and even team roping. And this is the key thing in the shadows of Sawtooth Ridge. So the name of the book that he's written is The Shadows of Sawtooth Ridge. Bernie, thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I don't know if I would be so great at hunting because I'm not a great shot, but fishing, I think I could maybe give you a run for the money.
There's lots of fishing out in that area on the Missouri River. If you travel between, say, Great Falls and Helena, back in about this time of year, you'll see a lot of people floating the river and fly fishing and so forth. And beautiful country, it really is. One of the people I was The fly fishing with one morning was Roy Rogers.
Wow. Really?
Him and his manager was down there fly fishing. They were holding a show at him and the Sons of the Pioneers were at a show at Montana State Fair in Great Falls at the time. So,
how interesting.
It was, it's nice country. Team roping. We used to team rope at a ranch up in the shadows of the Sawtooths, usually weekly. It was kind of a, I'm trying to think what the word is. We call it jackpot roping, where we throw in so much money and whoever's the fastest time gets to go home with the money.
Nice. I like that. That sounds very, very interesting. So tell us about the book. Why did you write the book?
The book is a combination of a whole bunch of stories put together. It's my experiences with the airlines, and if you've been with the airlines at all or heard enough, there's a thousand stories there. And my time, I've worked up in Glacier National Park as a packer and a dude wrangler, we called it, back in the 70s or early late 60s, I guess, taking groups out. And also packing into supplies into the fire lookouts and to chalets, the Granite Park Chalet, which is just back in operation after a big fire here a couple years ago. And, the Sperry Chalet is. The Granite Park Chalet is has a book of its own. It's called The Night of the Grizzly, which was about the happenings of up there in 1967. So. And it's, we're talking about Mount Rainier earlier. I've been up and down the Pacific Crest Trail by horseback. Amazing how many pictures are taken between the ears of horses that we have. And, some of the stuff is, my error. We do have, crew members that do commute. My son is one of them that commutes out of Palm Springs to Seattle or San Francisco.
Yeah, as far as flying, yeah, because he's a pilot, right?
Yeah, he's a flight attendant.
A flight attendant, yeah. So, again, he gets the benefit of the travel because you have the travel benefits too.
Yes, he certainly does.
Yeah.
Yes, he certainly does. He was in Boston and Hawaii in the last couple of weeks, so he's
rough.
Around.
Rough. And you also talk about, being a POW, returning home after the Vietnam War, finding that life has changed drastically. And now a single father of two, that's the book. That's the, you know, the Shadows of Sawtooth Ridge.
It's a book. It's about one person's life who we did have a POW that flew for us. I've never met the gentleman. But we did have a POW that did fly for us, and he did come home, and he ended up retiring not too far back, I understand. And apparently he was a super, super nice guy. But I kind of threw that in, and commuting out of Great Falls, having the ranch up in Augusta, Montana, which is at the front of the eastern slope of the Rockies. If you've ever been up there, David Letterman has a home up there, in fact, in that area.
Yeah, beautiful.
And brought in the fact of PTSD, which kind of in that time period, was a lot of our servicemen that came back from Vietnam. And it just... kind of, to me, it's some of the trials, the tribulations that went with him, and how past life, this gentleman was in college rodeo, high school rodeo, and he had a young lady who really liked him, and for some reason they never got together until after he returned from Vietnam and decided to assume the family ranch up in Augusta. And they kind of worked out their differences over the period of time and ended up getting married and trying to have a good life together and so forth. So I'm working on a second book now of his daughter, Joni, who is going to be following her father's footsteps in the Navy and so forth. The only difference is that her father attended a state university before entering the Navy, and she attended Annapolis Naval Academy. So that's the only difference in the two areas. So, and she has her own problems, such as being a female in an all-male society, which started about that, but brings that along.
So,
but
really,
it's a beautiful country there.
Yeah, so really your story is so much about people. It's about people and what they've encountered and then what happens when you are there in the shadows of Sawtooth Ridge. Was it fun for you to write this?
Yes, and another thing that comes into mind is the stump, the cottonwood stump. In fact, I'd love to write a story about the cottonwood stump. But the stump becomes kind of a silent person in the family or a silent object in the family. We're in the beginning of where Larry came back to the ranch. He ends up spending quite a bit of his time down near the creek. And as you noticed that he's listening to the trout in the creek, he's listening to the owls and the coyotes, kind of nature talking to him and trying to smooth his nerves and his mind, clear his mind, so to speak. And that stump becomes pretty pretty famous in the rest of the, in the next few books I hope to write. In fact, we got a thing going in Facebook right now where some of my friends were trying to find a name for the stump.
I love it. That's good engagement, getting people involved in weaving together a novel and taking all that you know and putting it in that. What do you hope people take away from this first one? What do you hope they take away from reading The Shadows of Sawtooth Ridge?
Mostly entertainment. It's I've had it out there a couple times, a couple places, and one of the places they had it, they felt that it would make a good Hallmark movie because it's not that long. You can probably read the book in a two night sitting pretty easily, but it's entertainment mostly, but also kind of our lives out in Montana, out in the area. A lot of our ranches are family ranches. Our ranch was a family ranch, was in the family since 1911 until it was sold afterwards. But we grew up on the prairies of eastern Montana, and I learned to love the mountains when I went to work in Glacier National Park. And of course, both areas, working with people in Glacier Park and working with people at Northwest Airlines, you hear a lot of stories. You need to put them together and so forth.
Yeah.
And stories is something that goes on in our whole lives. We sit down and we talk with each other over whether it's a fire or whether it's a table, we all tell stories.
Boy, that's true. It's the art of storytelling. Bernie McCauley, thank you so much. You can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Hey, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. You have a good day.
You too, Bernie. Thanks.
Guys, why settle for poor quality powdery arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, I'm so excited to introduce you to Terrence Potter. He's written a couple of books we're going to talk about. His first book is The Black Diamond and the Witch's Curse. Ooh, I'm such a fan of witches. Should I say that? Because I like those stories growing up. And then his second book, The Black Diamond and the Magic Box. So really intriguing stuff. Really had a great off-air conversation. Terrence, thanks for coming on.
It is a pleasure for me to be with you, Ms. Delaney.
So what led you to writing? What led you to decide you were going to write these books?
Well, it really, the beginnings of it really started in my youth, actually. I was always a fan of the genre of stories, things like magic and sci-fi, comic book stories. I had a big comic book collection passed down from my dad. My grandmother passed on her love of
Comic books and of just reading, it sounds like.
Or to create stories in your own head, you know, about, you know, things that you like in that type of genre. So as a youngster, I would come up with just different playthings and different things in my mind, different stories and stuff. And they would just be, they were stuck in my head. You know, they weren't out in the world yet. You know, they stay stuck in my head and formulating. And when I got out of college, I was looking for what I was going to do next as my life. And I ran back into an old Spanish teacher of mine from high school. Her name is Miss Pierce. And she actually became an author her own self recently at that time, back in about 2012, 2013. And that inspired me to also want to, you know, become an author, too. It would be a good challenge for me. I didn't consider myself a great creative writer. In school, I was a very good writer of, like, research papers and things like that. I'm not like a creative writing. So I wanted to challenge myself to do something that wasn't necessarily my strength. And like I said, I love the genre of sci-fi and fantasy, and I already had bits and pieces of things in my head. So I decided, you know, I'll try to do what she did and become a writer and get the ideas in my head that were decades in the making onto actual page and get that out into the world. So that's what inspired me to start writing.
So tell me about the first book and the story.
Yes, the first book in the story, it's set in Delaware, a fictional Delaware town called Poddington. And it is, it's set, the four main characters are four recent admits into a fictional college called Word University. It's an HBCU. And the students there, the freshmen, those freshmen are happen to be warlocks. But they don't know that because they don't know each other when they first start the story. And one of the warlocks, that's a freshman, his name is Derek, he begins to just suddenly be getting attacked by these monsters. And he doesn't know why. He has to figure out, you know, why he's being attacked. And so he gets some information that if he joins forces with these other warlocks, that will help protect him from the oncoming monsters and stuff. So he does meet the other three protagonists of the story, Matthias, Travell, and Omar. They're also warlocks, happen to be warlocks, you know. And, you know, they come together and form a bond called a Warlock's Diamond, which is similar to, like, a coven of the witches, but for warlocks. And that allows them to kind of form this bond and fight off the oncoming hordes of monsters that are coming after them. But there may be some type of behind-the-scenes shenanigans that, you know, they may not know exactly that's the reason behind the attacks, but that's kind of, you know, for readers of the book to discover.
I love it. What do you hope readers take away, that they discover different aspects of what you're talking about?
Yes, I would say the main thing I want them to, the book, the first book and ultimately the series, it's about coming together, resolving our differences and coming together as, you know, a group and solving issues of everybody. You know, I think that's a very good message to have, especially in the world today, the need to come together and put aside our differences for the good of all. You know, I think if we do that, you know, everybody kind of wins. You know, I think that's a very good message that everybody, you know, I needs to hear in times like this. So it's a very story about friendship. It's a story about overcoming differences, and it's a story about, you know, coming together for the betterment of all.
And so we go to the second book, The Black Diamond and the Magic Box, as I mentioned before, which, by the way, you can get the books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. So tell us about that story.
Well, that story is a follow-up to the first book, The Magic Box. It is obviously it follows the students in their second year, their sophomore year at Word University. And in this story, the warlock kind of, it's more deals with the fallout of the first book. You can read the first book without read the second book without reading the first book. I suggest you read the first book. It gives very good background information. And it is about them dealing with you know, the fallout of the events of the first book. So they get to know more about their past. They realize that, you know, their connection goes deeper and longer lasting and further back than they really realized from their first year. And so by realizing their bond goes further back, they explore their bond, they explore their origins as a group, and they have to kind of use that knowledge to help them deal with an issue of the main, you know, adversary of the second book is related to, you know, events of the first book. And so they realize that everything that's been happening in their life it's been prophesized. It goes back to their origins throughout time. So it's a very dense book, but it's very engaging as well.
And so you're not done yet. I mean, you got another one that you're working on, because we're talking at least a trilogy here. So how's that process going?
I'm glad you mentioned that, actually. It's going very well. The third book of the series has already been submitted, actually, to the publisher, so it should be coming out relatively soon. I can announce to you that the name of that book is going to be The Black Diamond and the Mark from the Source. And that book is going to be dealing with more of their relationship with magic in general, you know, and how these four warlocks are very connected to nature, connected to, you know, the origins of the magic phenomena in of itself. And you have to use that to kind of, heal, you know, magic in the world. So it's very, very different from the first two books. But I think it that difference is what keeps the story interesting. I think people will be really engaged with that.
How fun was it for you to do this?
It was actually very fun. It takes a long time to write the book, so it does take, you know, it does take up my time. Each book takes about from initial planning to final, final cut. Takes about, I would say about 10, 11 months maybe, but those 10 months are very fun and very, very talented.
I love it. You have such a gift, Terrence. There's no question about it. And all of these books, and then whatever you produce in the future, I think it's going to be fun to see how all these things carry on for sure. And like I said, you can get it Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Is there any other place you want to send anybody?
Yes. So all three books will be available. The first book is getting republished, and the second and third books are getting published as well, all at the same time. They will be coming out. Like I said, all three have been submitted to the publisher, so they're in the process right now of printing and publishing. They will be available by the middle of November, and they will be available, like I said, on all major, you know, online platforms, things like Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, Target.com, things of that nature. And also available on the publisher's website, Xlibris, that's Xlibris.com, on their online bookstore. And I will also be creating a website, you know, for the book series. And I will also be creating some social media pages. I have a current social media page on Facebook for the book series. The Black Diamond is the name of the Facebook page. You can go there for information and updates on the book series. You can go there for links to purchase the books there as well.
Terrence, thank you. You're awesome.
Thank you so much, Ms. Delaney.
Terrence Potter has such clever writing, and he probably doesn't know this, but I almost went to the University of Delaware. He went to the University of Delaware. He got a bachelor's in psychology, and I thought about that. I would have been a blue hen, and obviously he was a blue hen. That's the mascot. But the Black Diamond and the Magic Box and the Black Diamond and the Witch's Curse, so interesting the way he weaved, I think, both of those tales together, how that followed along. And he's got it. He's got that really strong writing in the fantasy genre, I think, to create these characters, and characters, by the way, that are underrepresented, that's for sure, when it comes to minorities, but he absolutely has nailed it. So congratulations to, I guess as some call him, Teapot. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. You can get that, again, on Amazon or Barnes and Noble. So thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, or by calling 818-965-9113.